This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. While the weather may still be a tad chilly, the political season showed signs of heating up today. Another Democrat says he's ready to challenge Republican Senator Scott Brown next year.
Hi, I'm Seti Warren, the mayor of Newton.
Seti Warren has been mayor of Newton for less than a year and a half. That's prompting some in Newton to accuse him of abandoning them. But in announcing his intention to challenge Brown today, Warren said he'd intended to serve out his term, but the political landscape changed.
I did not know that Scott Brown would get elected and vote against the resources that are needed for not only Newton, but cities and towns all across the state of Massachusetts. So I believe and I feel strongly about standing up. And ensuring that we have the right leadership in that seat.
Seti Warren joins three other candidates seeking the Democratic nomination. Among them, City Year co-founder Alan Casey, former Lieutenant Governor nominee Bob Massey, and Salem immigration lawyer Marissa DeFranco. It's too soon to know how the Democratic primary will shake out, of course, but conventional wisdom holds the nominee will face a tough race against Senator Brown. But is that really true?
Boston.com political editor Glenn Johnson has been looking at some numbers to try to answer that. And Glenn Johnson, good to have you.
Oh, good to be here.
So first, you went back and took a look at the voting numbers in Massachusetts from the 2008 presidential election. What did they tell you?
Well, in Massachusetts, there was, you know, a much heavier Democratic vote for President Obama. He was facing off against Republican John McCain, and he walked away with 61% of the vote to McCain's 38% of the vote. And that's instructive when you sort of think about the upcoming election in 2012 and compare it to the 2010 special election in which Scott Brown was elected.
So let's talk about that. You talked about those numbers in 2008, very good numbers for Democrats with Obama on the ticket. What happened in 2010 during that special election between Scott Brown and Attorney General Martha Coakley?
Well, even the Democratic Party chief, John Walsh, will concede that the Democrats were a bit surprised by how well Scott Brown did. They felt like they had a really strong candidate in Martha Coakley, and they almost rested on their laurels, thinking that the seat that Ted Kennedy had held for half a century was there for the taking. But when you saw the final results, what happened was Brown won. And that was sort of the broad brush headline on it, Brown wins. But when you really look back at the numbers a little bit, he got 52% of the vote and she got about 47%. It's a difference of about 109,000 votes. But the key number there is that all told between the two of them, there was about 2.25 million votes cast. And that's far fewer than in the 2008 race when John McCain and Barack Obama faced off. They were over 3.1 million votes then. So the Democrats take comfort in that as they look ahead to 2012. They feel that with a much broader turnout, with Obama back on the top of the ticket, that a Democratic candidate will do better because there's just going to be a larger, pure Democratic vote coming out at that time.
I see. So what, an extra, according to your math, 800,000 or 900,000 votes that could be divvied up between the Republicans and the Democrats? The Democrats would probably take the lion's share of that, or that's the conventional thinking anyway.
That's the conventional thinking. It's about 845,000 vote difference between the numbers that were cast in the 2010 special election and in the 2008 race. And there's a couple points that kind of link the two votes. Scott Brown actually did better, a little bit better than John McCain here. But you have to think back to that race in January of 2010. That was the only game in town. It was the only election, national attention. Everybody who was sick of the Democrats or upset with Martha Coakley or ready to get rid of health care from the Obama administration came out and voted for Scott Brown. And he only did marginally better than John McCain did in 2008. And so you can extrapolate from that, at least from a Democratic perspective, that that was the peak for the Republican candidate or Republican Senate candidate. And the Democrats can only do better when there's a bigger name at the top of the ticket like Barack Obama.
But Glenn, by the same token, can't we also say that 2008, when Barack Obama was on the ballot, was very different than having Barack Obama on the ballot in 2012?
Yeah, well, the sort of seminal nature of that election has been experienced. And there's a lot of people just within his own base that are upset with some of the things that he's done since he's been elected, Libya probably being the most recent of which. And there's other Democrats, I can tell you, in high positions in state government who don't think that this is going to be the slam dunk that the numbers might suggest. That as you mentioned, in 2008, there was this aura, a whole sort of emotion around electing the country's first black president. There was a lot of angst with President Bush after all the Iraq and Afghani wars, and that was a unique moment in national politics. And even some of the state numbers tend to even bear out that concern. Just one town that I looked at, Billerica, Barack Obama beat John McCain there 50-48%. But in the special election, Scott Brown crushed Martha Coakley there 65-34%. And then that margin pretty much held up just last fall in the 2010 gubernatorial race. And a lot of people are looking at that and saying that that's a real warning sign for the Democrats, that they just can't count on broader turnout to push their guy over the top, that in fact some of these people may end up going Republican.
And Glenn, let me just talk about one more factor that it would seem to me the Democrats can't take for granted, and that is Scott Brown has shown himself to be a pretty formidable candidate.
Polls have consistently shown him to be the most popular candidate or political official in the state right now. He has threaded the needle with his voting throughout the time that he's been down in Washington. Seems like he equally angers both sides, both parties. And he's certainly not going to have any shortage of money or just sort of – he's also been through this whole crucible now already. Alan Casey hasn't really experienced what this race is going to be like. Certainly Seti Warren hasn't. He's got to deal with just some sniping from within his own constituency in Newton. And then some of these other candidates really haven't faced the sort of white-hot heat that this campaign is going to experience, because this is going to be one of the more closely contested national races.
All right. Well, big challenge, without a doubt, for the Democrats. Glenn Johnson, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's Glenn Johnson, political editor at Boston.com.
Stay with us, because up next on today's Talker, uncommon advice on the secrets to good leadership. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.